WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know, life throws us curveballs every day. It's like a never-ending game of dodgeball with your own brain sometimes, right? One minute you're feeling unstoppable. The next, you're questioning everything, spiraling into negative thought loops that can feel inescapable. But here's the thing. You've got more power over those thoughts than you realize. We're diving deep into the magic of positive self-talk, how it can rewire those pesky negative patterns and help you build unshakable mental toughness. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Positive thinking? That's just fluffy stuff, right? Nope. This isn't about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring reality. It's about consciously choosing your internal dialogue, the voice in your head that narrates your day, shapes your perceptions, and influences your actions. Ever felt like you're sabotaging yourself with a constant stream of I can'ts and I'm not good enoughs? You know that feeling when doubt starts creeping in, making even simple tasks feel impossible? That's the power of negative self-talk at play. But here's the good news. You can reprogram that voice. Think of your mind like a muscle. The more you use it for positive reinforcement, the stronger it gets. We're not talking about ignoring challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about reframing those negative thoughts, acknowledging them, and then choosing to counter them with something empowering. Here are five key takeaways to help you kickstart this mental rewiring process. First, awareness is key. Start paying attention to your inner monologue. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, pause and identify the thought pattern. Is it fear-based? Self-critical? Once you become aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge them. Second, replace those negative thoughts with realistic and positive affirmations. Instead of, I'm not good enough, try, I am capable and I'm learning every day. It might feel awkward at first, but consistency is everything. Just like a muscle, your mind needs repetition to build new neural pathways. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have them, even if they seem small. Make a list of your accomplishments, big and small, and remind yourself of them regularly. You've got more to offer than you realize. Celebrate your wins, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may be. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one is powerful, folks. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. A grateful heart breeds positivity and resilience. It's like shifting your focus from what you lack to what you already have, which can make a world of difference. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to friends, family, or even a therapist can help you process negative thoughts and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You know you're qualified, but those doubts start creeping in. What if they choose someone else? I'm not good enough. That negative self-talk can make even the most confident person second-guess themselves. But here's where positive self-talk comes into play. Instead of letting those doubts consume you, remind yourself of your skills and experiences. I have the qualifications and the passion for this role, you say to yourself. I'm prepared for this interview, and I can do this. By actively choosing positive affirmations, you shift your mindset from fear to confidence. You're essentially rewiring your brain to believe in yourself even when doubts arise. Remember, folks, mental toughness isn't about being invincible. It's about having the tools and strategies to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Positive self-talk is a powerful weapon in that arsenal. So, take a moment right now to acknowledge those negative thought patterns. Challenge them, replace them with positive affirmations, and start speaking kindly to yourself. It might feel strange at first, but trust me, your mind will thank you for it. What are some of your go-to positive self-talk phrases? Share them in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mental toughness boost. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.